Speaker Johnson lays out four simple facts about the Democrat government shutdown. By Hannah Knudsen on October 28, 2025. There are four simple truths Americans should know when discussing the Democrat government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, laid out very clearly on Tuesday, day 28 of the shutdown. "We're almost a month into this, and we wanted to highlight a couple of things," Johnson began. "The true motivation of the Democrats' historic obstruction has now become very clear for everyone." Johnson then showed a chart showcasing four simple facts about the government shutdown. Those points were as follows. 1. Democrat votes are required to open government. 2. Democrats have voted 13 times to keep government closed. 3. Democrat refused to fund the government unless Congress restores left-wing projects. 4. Democrats admit to using pain as their leverage and boast every day gets better for us. You must have 60 votes in the Senate. We only have 53 Republicans, so we must have Democrats to do it. The Democrats are out trying to claim that this is all on Republicans, because we control the government. We don't control the Senate without 60 votes, so you have to have them now. They voted 13 times, those Senate Democrats. Counting the House and the Senate together, they voted 13 times to keep the government closed, Johnson said before moving on to the second point. And what they're demanding as a ransom to reopen the government are some really crazy things they want. They want to restore $200 billion in health benefits paid for by U.S. taxpayers to illegal aliens and non-citizens. We can't do that. They want billions of dollars in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries, things that none of you would agree with. We're not going to do that. They want a $500 million to go back to left-leaning news organizations paid for by taxpayers. We can't do that. And then they want to cut $50 billion from the Rural Hospital Fund the Republicans got signed into law July 4 to prop up healthcare in red states and rural areas around the country. It's too important. But they want to take that away. Democrats, he continued, are now admitting that the shutdown only gets better for them. Hearkening to recent remarks made by Representative Catherine Clark, DMA, the second-ranked Democrat in the House, who said, "Shutdowns are terrible, and of course there will be families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have." Let me summarize this really quickly, as simply as I can, for the civic students back home. Republicans are not demanding anything, literally nothing. All we want is to reopen the government. The Democrats are demanding all those things I just showed you on the chart. Plus a lot more, he said, highlighting their demands to send money to foreign countries, including $4 million for global GDP plus awareness campaigns around the world. We're not doing that, he added. Watch.